From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning and happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday, y'all. Today is National Bartenders Day.
Nice.
Which I find is interesting. I have a couple sons that are bartenders.
Yes.
We've talked about this.
And a daughter-in-law.
And a daughter. That's right. She is a bartender, yeah. Isn't she? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is interesting because 2 days ago was Repeal Day.
Yes.
So why wouldn't National Bartenders Day be that day or the day after? Maybe they needed a day to recuperate from Repeal Day.
Maybe.
And then they made it 2 days later.
Maybe it's National Bartenders Day because everyone feels so sorry for them for all the crap they had to put up with during National Repeal Day.
Well, guys, can you imagine Repeal Day? I mean, not now currently, but I mean in 1933.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody lifting a glass to FDR.
All those old wives' tales hangover recipes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like
cod liver oil or vinegar.
Ooh.
Who knows? Who knows?
I've always heard. Now, I don't know this from personal experience because I've never been hungover.
Oh, God.
Hang on. I know. I had to move because of the lightning bolt. Anyway, I've always heard the best remedy for a hangover is just to keep drinking. And I think that's probably true. That's probably true. All right. We must also say we can't let December 7th go by without mentioning this. It is Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes, it is.
The United States, 1941, a day that will live in infamy when the United States was attacked for the first time on our own soil. And the greatest generation.
I want to go to Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor,
that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, it should be on your bucket list and go see the memorial.
Your daughter went to it.
My daughter did. And my son-in-law posted a picture from there that he had taken a few years ago when he was there. So today. All right, it's time for the news. Let's get on to the frivolities that nobody cares about.
I guess it's a day to put your flag up, huh?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Yeah. Any day is a good day to fly the flag.
All right, so 48 hours hasn't even passed. I mean, like, wow, that was fast. Last night, it became official when newly minted 2019 Oscar host Kevin Hart stepped down, quote unquote, after an ultimatum from the Academy.
Oh, jeez.
So Kevin, as we know, he's a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
In his past, he's posted many social media posts that even he admits can be considered racist and sexist. Particularly toward homosexuals.
Well, damn him. But has he apologized since? I mean,
he's sort of apologized for his past.
Sort of. Okay. All right. Okay. I get
he's a, sort of apologized for his past. Yeah. And claims he's evolving and growing. I mean, he's not height-wise.
No. Oh, no, that was bad. It's because he's short.
But yesterday, the Motion Picture Academy uncovered his years-old tweets. You know what? If they're just now uncovering him, then bad on them.
Well,
I mean, bad on him.
Yeah,
yes.
Why didn't they vet him before?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's choose him.
Hard.
Were you in the room?
He's funny.
Were you in the room when they chose him? I mean, I can only see it. Probably somebody in their early 20s said, you know what? This guy, you know, he's funny. He's popular.
Yes.
He's done a couple of movies. Let's get him to host. Not paying attention to anything besides their phone.
Yes.
Okay?
True.
Looking down at their phone all the time. Their phone also is a web browser that you can Google shit on. But they forget this.
You would think, especially in today's, you know, very sensitive world, that they would vet anybody they're going to have as a host on anything.
I thought in the Me Too generation, baby, it's cold outside generation, that, you know what?
Yes, Dad.
When we found out that Kevin Hart had cheated on his wife, that he would not be maybe the best candidate for this job. Ellen. Get Ellen.
Get Ellen back.
Come on. Let's get Ellen back.
Maybe
host the Oscars.
I think Ellen, if Ellen was there to hold up Billy Crystal, you know, and just
he doesn't need propping up. He can stand on his own. I saw him on Jimmy Fallon earlier this year.
Oh, no.
He's got a nice beard coming in. It helps.
I'm mad love for that guy. But
Billy Crystal's awesome.
But what if it was Ellen and Billy Crystal?
I don't know if that would work. But Billy Crystal could do the monologue with the big open, which is were always funny. And then let Ellen just host.
I bet they could do good.
I don't know. Well, they're letting Adam Sandberg and Sandra Oh host Golden Globes. It doesn't get more exciting than that. Hollywood.
I'm telling you.
It doesn't get more exciting than that.
All right. So when they discovered these years old tweets yesterday and went, oops-a-daisy, they demanded an official apology.
Oh.
Or he would be replaced as host of the show. So Kevin refused. And he stepped down.
Why would he refuse?
Why would he refuse to apologize?
I mean, he kind of already has.
Racist. And no, he apologized for his past.
For his past, but not his present.
He didn't apologize for his comments.
Hmm. You know what? When I go see a stand-up comedian, I expect for them to be bawdy and sexist and racist.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's not proper. It's not PC. But then they wouldn't be funny.
They're going to make fun of all politics.
Not a damn thing.
When you're
funny
a comedian, there's nothing that's off the table.
Everything is on the table.
You just sort through it on the table
Every great stand-up down the line has done that. They pay the consequences, but still. Yeah,
that's the shtick.
Unless you're Jim Gaffigan and
your
funny bit is kids and food.
Jim Gaffigan.
You know what?
I wonder if he could be host of the Oscars.
Actually, I think
he's terribly funny.
He's hilarious. And you know what? He would upstage everybody else. Bacon!
Here's who they could get.
Who could they get?
Okay, that's really funny.
Who's that?
James Corden.
Oh, you know what?
I'm telling
you. But he hosted the Emmys last year. And I don't know how he did, because nobody watches the Emmys. So it's like, you know. But that's starting to happen with the Oscar season.
And he's not a movie person.
Doesn't matter. Really? Ellen wasn't a movie person either.
That's true.
You know.
So who cares?
Who cares? We don't.
Who cares?
We don't care.
We don't.
Kevin Hart, don't let the Oscar screen door hit you in the ass on the way out, buddy.
Hey, since Julie Chen left the talk.
Yeah.
Because of hubby Les Moonves being ousted as CEO of CBS over his past inappropriateness.
She's going to stay with him, by the way.
Yes.
Can you believe that
She's
crap?
She's going to stand by her man.
She'll stand by until we find out if the parachute is going to open for him or whether or not CBS is fighting hard in court to keep from having to pay him. So
I think that's... I would have fought harder in court not to pay Matt Lauer either.
Yeah, I think that Julie Chen is around as long as the parachute's coming. If the parachute don't come, I think we'll hear that Julie's leaving. I mean, in public, she's standing by her man. But, you know, I think that's well advised. You know, well, it helps his character reference at CBS. And, you know, look, my wife is willing to forgive me, so you should forgive me and give me $100 million.
No, his wife should be willing to... She can get money anyway. They've been married all these years.
Well, she's going to get money.
He cheated.
Yeah, she's going to get money.
For her to say she stands by him, it's like, I don't know, girl.
Yeah. Maybe we should play Baby It's Cold Outside for Julie Chen. Anyway, Julie's left the talk. That's where we left off on this. Julie left the talk. This is going to be in the extended version of the podcast. You might want to subscribe. Anyway.
All right, so there's been no rudder to steer since she's gone.
Since she's gone.
There's been no rudder
been gone.
To Sorry. Steer the ship. Well, fear no more.
Okay.
This was so much faster than finding a house for Kelly and Kelly.
For Kelly.
CBS has announced the new host of the talk. Will be none other than Dancing with the Stars judge Carrie Ann Inaba. And she will also run across town on Tuesdays to judge on Dancing.
Wow, that's pretty underwhelming. I think they should have got Bruno. He would have been better. Can you imagine Bruno?
Oh, good grief.
I mean, I know it's a show about women, but you know, Bruno could probably cross over a little bit there. He kind of does. So, I mean, you know.
While he's standing it.
Cards and letters.
I don't know. I think it's probably a good choice. If they're trying to get a certain demographic in there of women, that's a popular show still.
Oh, Dancing. The talk or Dancing? Dancing. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I think it's a great cross promo.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're on separate networks, because she's got to go across the street to go to work at night.
I find it fascinating that it is a separate network and they're letting her do it.
Yeah, it's been those days, I think, are gone. Hmm. Look at Ryan Seacrest. He's on like 5 networks. So, you know.
That's Ryan Seacrest.
Except E, where they won't let him work anymore because of his inappropriateness. Alleged. Oh, did I didn't say that. Alleged. All right. We're out of here. We got to go. We've overstayed our welcome. Listen, have a great weekend of fun and frivolity. We'll do this again. Monday morning is our Big Boss 1500th show.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we'll have something going on. Showers, something.
Hashtag Halle Berry. I hope you're having a marvelous yes. holiday season.
Yes.
John wishes you well.
I wish you well, Halle Berry. Hashtag Halle Berry. All right. See you Monday. And
that's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.